Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, talking to you live with an update on Hurricane Matthew. We've just issued our latest advisory. Maximum sustained winds are up. It's back to Category 4 strength. Maximum winds 140 miles per hour, strengthening over the Bahamas. It has been impacting Nassau and the Bahamas pretty severely, and it is a big system, storm surge and winds impacting a large area over the Bahamas, but it's mostly in a water environment, tapping into that fuel, and that's why the strengthening. We've had the Air Force reconnaissance plane in there giving us the data on which to base the upgrade in the intensity. Now, again, remember that major hurricanes can go up and down in their intensity. So if you see a trend back downward, doesn't mean it couldn't come back up again later on. And the bottom line is we are anticipating the core of a major hurricane, perhaps Category 4, not only coming close to the coast, but perhaps coming on shore. So to talk about the local impacts that we could experience starting here in South Florida and then going up the coast, this is Rob Moyeda, who is the warning coordination meteorologist for the local forecast office for the National Weather Service here in South Florida. So, Rob, first let's talk about what we're seeing on the radar, what this means for South Florida, and how much time people have left to get any last-minute preparations done.
Yeah, we have very little time, maybe 2 hours at best, maybe not even that. We're looking at these outer rain bands here that are going to begin or getting closer to the coast. So these bands are containing tropical storm force winds, which of course are dangerous winds. We don't want people outside still preparing as these winds are affecting the coast. So we need really any last minute preparations should be completed immediately.
Yeah, no really significant change to the track forecast in terms of what the path is. And we still can't pinpoint exactly where the center will be tonight, whether it will actually be on shore in Palm Beach County or someplace farther north. But I've been saying all morning, I know you all getting out the same message. Even if the center of circulation passes east of your location here in South Florida, doesn't mean you can't get all the hazards regardless.
Absolutely. We're going to get impacts here in South Florida from the storm, regardless of whether it shifts a little bit to the east or of course, if it shifts to the west, even more so. So we need to be ready for, at the very minimum, tropical storm force winds, which are reflected in the yellow here across much of the Florida Peninsula. And as we go up the scale here to orange, red, and purple, we have an increasing threat of wind, with the purple areas an extreme wind threat from the Palm Beaches all the way up to north of Cape Canaveral.
And note, even inland areas of Miami-Dade County could experience some strong winds.
Absolutely. And the red areas are hurricane force wind potential. And that covers most inland areas, Lake Okeechobee, even all the way up through Orlando and Jacksonville. So this is what people should be preparing for the potential of these winds occurring.
And again, kind of emphasize the core of a major hurricane, perhaps Category 4, perhaps coming on shore in the hurricane warning area tonight. Now, it's not just a coastal event. It's not just a wind event. Let's talk about the water hazards.
Storm surge is a big concern from the Palm Beach County area northward. We're expecting or the possibility of surge exceeding 3 feet inundation. That's life-threatening, so we certainly want folks to heed the evacuation orders that are already in place for much of the coast.
And if you are being told to evacuate farther north due to storm surge or anywhere due to being in a mobile home and local authorities telling you to evacuate, you need to leave now. This is a serious situation. Also, evacuation instructions are being issued up in the state of Georgia and then into South Carolina. The effects could be felt as the days go on. More to come here live from the National Hurricane Center with Rob Moyeda. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp.